had a fellow one time get upset, Brother Tom.
Blessed be God.
He got pretty upset over some things that somebody else had told lies about him. And he said, he said, you know how much money I'd give to that church? I said, nobody, I don't. He in a roundabout way. Wanted his money back. I'm not trying to be mean here. But if you give in a drudgingly hateful way like that, it ain't doing you one lick of dirt. Give a nickel to the Lord.
Come on.
What Brother Chuck say? He said something the other day. He said, you ought to get, we was out somewhere and they took pretty rough care of us somewhere eating. And he said, you ought to give them a nickel and four dimes and leave them a note, tell them they wasn't a nickel and four pennies and tell them they wasn't worth a dime. Woo! A nickel and four pennies and tell them they wasn't worth a dime. Hey, God, I don't want anybody to feel like that.
No! Come on!
Oh, no! We don't have a money back guarantee, but maybe we ought to put one up there. Money back guarantee. Hallelujah. If you ain't happy, we'll refund your money. Amen. That's our problem with society today. Come on. If they can't get their way,
come on,
they just
don't
fit. They get their way.
Come on.
And that's even incorporated in the church. Did you know that? If I can't get my way, I'll just pinch up, puff up, shake my head like a billy goat, and throw a fit. Jesus said that their works were not perfected before me. This means that they were doing many things but never accomplishing nothing. You ever been around folks like that? They do a lot of stuff. They'll never get nothing done.
Come on.
We don't want to be the church that does that.
Never.
Gets involved in many things and never does nothing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Come on.
Brother Jamie told me today, he said, hey, you fellas go back down. We shut down more, Brother Tommy, through the years. We've got out a few times preaching on these old corners around here.
Yep.
Then the Lord always comes by and helps. Brother Jamie said, if y'all do that again, let me know.
Yeah.
I want to go down there.
All right.
I want to go down there. Brother Tommy, you're retired now.
Yeah.
Great God, some of you will. We're going to get together and do that.
Amen.
Right.
We're going to get down here on these sidewalks.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Preach to that rough bunch. Jesus loves the poor. Did you know that?
Right.
Great God.
Come on.
Jesus is coming back for a church that's made herself ready. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready.
Amen.
I got to move on here.
Yeah.
Amen. Then he says that he has the seven stars in his hand, which means the pastors. I don't have time to get into all that, but thank God for pastors. Amen. That God has placed over his churches.
Right.
That church will never climb and get any higher than the leadership of that church. Did you know that?
Right.
Than the pastor.
Come on.
Oh, God. And I know the weight of that much more than what you believe that I know. I feel the weight of that all the time. Hey, God. I like to run and do a lot of stuff. Amen, Brother Dan. I'd like to run. I'm still young, believe it or not. I think a lot of times it'd be nice to run here. It'd be nice to run there. It gets summertime. And a lot of people, you don't see them half the summer because they're running. Amen. And sometimes the devil say, wouldn't that be nice to run? Hey, God. And that old carnal side of Jason kicks in and said, yeah, it'd be nice. But the spiritual side, amen, looks at how God's moving and helping folks. And I say, no, I'd rather have a lively church. I'd rather have somebody has desire for the house of God than to run.
Yeah.
And not be dependable.
Yes, Lord. God.
Hallelujah. I want to be dependable.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're saying all that. Great God. Four or five of us is going to be gone Thursday. Amen. Jesus said, you get too wishy-washy in a lot of stuff, but you never finish nothing.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I want to be a finisher.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Great God. No growth until the likeliness of Christ. Amen. No missionary spirits. No witnessing for the Lord. They had a church, but they had no results.
No results.
I don't want to be in church, Brother Daniel, with no results. Let's have results.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray and fast and seek the face of God and get results.
Come on.
Jesus.
I thank God we've had a rough year. I'm honest with you right here. COVID year. I pastored this church since February of 2010. We started in a storefront building down Westmoreland, close to where I live.
Yeah.
Since February of 2010. So you count that up. I guess this February I make what? 12? 12 years? February coming, which is still a good ways away.
Yeah.
Amen. But I tell you, in the 12 years that I've tried to pastor this church, amen, I tell you what, I've tried my best to have results.
Amen.
I've tried my best, Brother Daniel, to reach the lost. I've tried my best, Brother Daniel, to help and love and be compassionate and long-suffering. And some people get burned out. I've heard a lot of people. I read a lot. Do you know that the preaching field ministers is worse than nurses? I read somewhere one time. It said that preachers, pastors, is one of the number one fields where people quit their jobs. And I think number three was a nurse. And at that time, I was a nurse and a preacher. I thought, oh, God, you're going to have to help me. Woo! Thank God, but I tell you, we want results. We want results. I don't want to go somewhere where there ain't no results.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to, Brother Daniel, work on a car and never get it fixed. Hallelujah. Yeah. What in the world time ago? He must have left. But I remember one time, Uncle Larry helped him overhaul an old car. Hallelujah. It's a Jeep brother. A guy he worked with had one of them old Jeeps. I didn't do a lot. He did most of the work. I'm just the go-get-me guy. He hollered for something. I better have it to him. Amen. That's all I was ever any good at. And he got that old car overhauled, Brother Daniel. He had one of them old mining buckets over there, plumb full of parts. And he said, Jason, get in there and crack her up. I said, what? What about all them parts? Amen. He said, oh, that's just extra stuff that you don't even need. Amen. Hey,
come on.
Thank God. He got it overhauled, Brother Tom. And believe it or not, it started up and ran. I don't know about you. I want to get something done. I don't want to go to church for 20 years, 30 years, and look back and say, what have I did? I did it begrudgingly. I came when I didn't want to. Hey, I had my head down. I was mad half the time. I gave what I didn't want to. Oh, no. I want to look back and say, it's been a good run. It's been a good way. The Spirit has been real. God has helped. God has saved. He's done miracles. And it's been worth it all.
Been worth it all. Praise God. Been worth it all.
Worth it.
My, I preached way longer than I thought it would. Stand with me in this house.
Come on.
Hey. Thank God. Jesus told them, I got to get to what Jesus said. He said, you better be watchful. Amen. They were not to allow any more sin or neglect to enter into the church. Did you know sin will destroy the power of God in a church?
Come on.
Hey, man. Somehow I got sidetracked here. I got way more I should have needed to get. Hey, man. Sin will divide. That's and right. Split a church.
Yes, they will.
Did you know that? It'll kick the power of God out, and all you'll have is a humdrum meeting, and you won't have a Holy Ghost revival. Hey, God, I don't want to have no sin in the house. He said you got to be watchful. Amen. And keep sin out. Amen. Jesus said you got to strengthen that which remains. Oh, yes. Amen. They must, amen. Great God, do what you doing with a sincere heart. Hallelujah. Worship with a sincere heart. Praise with a sincere heart. God. Amen. I love old Chris. He gets up here and he don't care about what nobody thinks. He just goes to worshiping and praising God. That'd be good if some of you do that. And did you hear me? I said it'd be good if some of you do that. It'd do you some good to shake a little bit. It'd do you some good to swing that arm a little bit. It'd do you some good out. Quit pushing them lips out. And get in here. And let the Spirit of God get on. Hey! I said, it do you some good!
Come on, God. Praise God.
When's the last time you've been in the Spirit for God? Oh, I don't know about what you was even at or what you was even doing. Woo! I want to get there, don't you? Yeah. I've been out a few times and come to. Hey, God, I was there, Brother Chuck. Hey, man, they said he went home and got him a nap. Hey, Brother Anthony said he woke up about 30 minutes before church. Sister Alicia, I never do this to her, but she said, I fell asleep and I was in such a deep sleep. I woke up and I didn't even know where I was. You ever did that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Woo! Then.
Had a little alarm going off, and you think, boy, am I late for work? That's what I thought before.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, I wake up and I thought, man, I'm late for work. Yeah. Woo. Oh, I'd do some good to get like that in the house of God.
Right.
Just forget about where you are.
Forget about
time. What he thinks, she thinks, everybody, and this half church. Why am I feeling good? I know it's almost 15 after, and I'm sorry, another heartbeat. I've got a long ways to drive. If you need to go, go ahead. I feel the Lord here. I feel the Spirit of God here. They had a name, but they were alive, but they were dead. Jesus said, repent, get sin out of the way, and strengthen that which remains.
Praise
God. Strengthen that which remains.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Blessed should be the name of the Lord.
That's where the long suffering comes in, Brother Tommy.
Yeah, it does.
I'd like to stand here and say, in almost 12 years, Brother Earl, that I ain't never been so frustrated with folks.
Come on.
Sometimes I've been frustrated with folks.
Sure. Yep. Yes, Lord.
Sometimes I think, really? Did they really do that? After the Lord's helped them and God's strengthened them, God, look what God's helped them. And they did that.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
I wish I could say I never did said that.
Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
What I can say, Brother Tommy,
come on.
In my early ministry, I'd say, you can't help me. You ever said that? You can't help folks like you. You can't help them.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't say that no more.
Praise.
You know what I say? God can help them.
Amen.
God can help them. Amen. I know they're stubborn.
Come on.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I know they're stubborn. I know they're set in their ways. And I know it's hard to get them out of that same old that they've always. I know it, but Jesus can help them. Jesus can get them straight. Jesus can light them out. Jesus can pour His Spirit out and do some good. Hey, that's what happened. If the Spirit of God is loose and alive in a church, He'll draw them up and closer to Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus tells them to remember all the things that that they have received.
Lord,
hold them tightly.
My,
so much more good.
Lord, yes,
Lord.
Sister Dottie, I've been handed down a lot of things, and I'm holding tightly.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
I could turn worldly.
Come on.
Go down to the big old nominal church and they pad my pocketbook. Anthony, I wouldn't even have to bounce on the back of that mower.
Yep.
You don't think everybody told me that? It's easy to just. There's a lot of churches, man, they don't preach nothing. They don't stand for nothing. They don't hold no standard. And we can probably just go ahead and do that here. I might lose most of you all. We can get a bunch of worldly folks, and then this may get a bunch of people and add a big church. And hey, God, amen. And then, well, you know what would happen?
We'd have a social gathering.
Right.
Our God.
That's right. Amen.
That's
come on.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm holding it tightly, Brother Tommy.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I know you are. Glory.
As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Praise God.
Woo. I love you guys. I love everybody in here. Don't talk to Michelle too much. She'll tell you, I'm a good guy, but I'm bullheaded.
For Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
I'm a good guy, Brother George. I tell you what, I'm not going to turn south on what I believe and what I've got hold of.
No, sir.
Amen.
No, sir.
Amen.
Woo! Brother Chris, I've got a few of them in here. Come in here. Try to cause a little. Amen. Been in the road. Hallelujah. And I'm really saying this as rarely as I can. I am a pretty easy guy to get along with. I love people. I like folks.
Bless him, Lord.
But when the push comes, when the rubber hits the road, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand on the Bible.
Amen. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Hits the road, we're going to stand for God around here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, George, they called me a while back. Hey, God, I feel better than you are. I better let you go. Some old fella called me on the phone. I get all kinds of crazy calls because my number's on Google. The Google page for Painter's Lawn Care.
Yeah.
I get all kinds of crazy calls. So I get a weird call one day. This fella said, I got a quartet we want to come see. I said, buddy, I'm sorry. I don't know you. I'd rather, you know, I'm not trying to be mean. I'd just rather not. I'm trying to be polite to this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he said, my grandparents' name's in the cornerstone of that church. He said, we've sang at that church through the years, and he gave me all this big story. I said, I'm trying to be nice. I said, son, I think you got the wrong church. I said, we ain't got no cornerstone with no names in the corner of our church. Amen. And I think you got the wrong church. Maybe you ought to call the other church. Amen. And go sing for them. Amen. This old fella just kept on going, and he kept on wanting to come. Hallelujah. I said, well, since how you pressed the issue for so hard and so long, I would not ordinarily do this. But okay, you can come sing at our church. But I got to tell you some things you got to do before you come.
Come on, bro.
I said, ain't nobody can be shacking up.
Come on.
Woo! I can't tell you all of them I did tell them. Amen. But you know, there's all kinds of singing groups out there singing around, shacking up.
You're right. You're
smoking
right.
Cigarettes and drinking beer and trying to preach. Amen. Amen. Sing the gospel in churches. Amen.
Yeah.
I come on down the line. Amen. I said, you can't do this, 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 and this. Great God, I got the name of it out to him. He said, hold it, sir. Hold it. I said, what's that? He said, I think you are right. I've got the wrong church.
Woo! That's right.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo! As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I tell you what I ain't going to do. I ain't going to turn worldly. I ain't going to let the world come in and take over. I change the power of God to blood. I said, I long for the power of God. I long for the Spirit of God. But Jesus said, hold it tight.
Yes, yes.
Get a grip of it and hold on to it. Don't let it go. Hey, I'm out of time. Come on, come on. Who'll gather in these altars tonight and say, great God, I don't want to name that I'm alive, but I'm dead. I don't want to be dead and don't even know it. No, I want to hang on to the power of God.
Thank you.
Thank you.